"Who shall be blamed for this disastrous voyage?" he asked. "It cannot be me, can it? No, it must be someone from the outside, the unnatural one. To preserve order, Miss Doyle, sacrifices must always be made. You." "Am I a sacrifice?" I demanded. "In all honesty, I wished you had broken your own neck, falling from the rigging or on the bowsprit. You did not. As it stands, we should reach Providence in a few days. It is crucial that when we make landfall, I be firmly established as master. Mr. Hollabrass had to die. No one could possibly believe I would do such a thing. So, yes, since you are unnatural, proclaimed so, I hasten to remind you, by all, you shall be held responsible. Thus is our world set right again." I still hadn't moved. Ignoring me now, he proceeded to light some candles. A soft yellow glow filled the room. "Look," he said. Puzzled, I gazed about the cabin. I saw now what I had not seen before in the light of the moon. In the candlelight, I could see that much of the furniture was cracked. Many legs had splints. Upholstery was water-stained. Frames on the walls hung crookedly. Some had pictures missing. Maps and papers on the table were wrinkled or sadly torn. The tea service on the table was dented and tarnished, but arranged and presented as whole. The chess pieces were, I now realized, no more than salt and pepper shakers, broken cups, bent candlesticks. I looked at him again. He was gazing at me as if nothing had happened. "It was the storm that destroyed much of it," he said. "I have spent considerable time in setting the room to rights. Have I not done well?" "Order, Miss Doyle. Order is all. Take away the light, and—" He leaned over and blew the candles out. "You see? It's hard to notice the difference. Everything appears in order."
"You're mad," I said, finally able to respond to the man.
"On the contrary, Miss Doyle, I am the soul of reason. And to prove my reasonableness, I'm going to give you some choices. You came to my cabin, Miss Doyle, to steal the key to the guns. Is that not so?"
I didn't know what to say.
"You don't have to admit to it. I know it's so. Mr. Keach has informed me about everything."
Even as he spoke, he reached into his jacket pocket and drew out a key.
"Here is the key you wanted," he said, tossing it so that it landed by my feet. "Take it up, Miss Doyle," he said. "Go to the cabinet. Take out any one of the muskets. All are loaded. I will sit here. You may carry out the plan you and Zachariah concocted. You must know that I will be murdered. But, Miss Doyle, do not doubt for an instant that the world will learn your part in this. Do you think these sailors will keep quiet?" "No." "Open that cabinet and you let out scandal, horror, ruination. Not just you. Your family, your father, his firm. So before you do that, consider another choice.